From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack early today in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least 14 people on a minibus and wounding several others. Police say the bomber approached the bus on foot and set off explosives. Most of the dead, according to Afghan's Interior Ministry, were Nepalese security guards. VOA's Ayaz Ghul says there was a second attack a short time later in another part of the city.
And then a couple of hours later, there was another roadside bomb in the city that targeted a provincial legislator, although he was slightly wounded, but his two security guards are described as in critical condition.
A total of at least 24 people have been killed today. Afghanistan's chief executive Abdullah Abdul has condemned the violence as acts of terror and intimidation. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces storm into the center of the city, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northwest part of it. The refugees are in camps operated by groups like the Norwegian Refugee Council. The NRC's Carl Schembri tells VOA the refugees are in a desperate situation.
They've been eating rotting expired dates and drinking from the river, which is unfit for drinking. And now they are finding themselves out there, and we are unable to cope and to help everyone.
Some Islamic State militants reportedly have sent their wives and children out of the city with the refugees. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared the Iraqi fighters had been victorious in their fight to take control of Fallujah, which had been under IS control and its people suffering for more than 2 years. This is VOA News. Militia units loyal to Libya's unity government have fought with forces allied with the Eastern administration, prompting the Speaker of the Eastern Parliament to declare martial law. The Government of National Accord is reported to have condemned the attack by the militia on Eastern forces that is said to have killed at least 3 people. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up, quote, the biggest terrorist plot ever to be conceived against Tehran and other areas of the country, according to Iran's state news agency IRNA. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced it had thwarted plans by Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. The term Takfiri is a derogatory term used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. The attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holiday and holy month of Ramadan. The National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani said, who added that several suspects were arrested with bombs and an amount of explosives also taken into custody. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Prime Minister David Cameron appeared on the BBC Question Time program in defense of Britain's remaining in the EU.
I promised this renegotiation. I've carried it out. Promised this referendum. We're having it. And I've said I will, you know, take and obey the instructions of the British people. And on that basis, I think it's right to stay.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years, while the Leave campaign has focused on the high cost of mass immigration. 1 week after the deadly mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, the U.S. Senate is expected to vote on a series of proposals to block gun sales to terror suspects and expand screening of people buying firearms in the U.S. Despite universal condemnations of the attack and vows to find ways to prevent a repeat, it's not clear that any gun control measure can pass Congress, where majority Republicans and Democrats disagree on what to do regarding gun reforms. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the Federal Bureau of Investigation today will release partial transcripts of 3 calls shooter Omar Mateen made to police while killing people at the nightclub.
What we're announcing tomorrow is that the FBI is releasing a partial transcript of the killer's calls with law enforcement from inside the club. These are the calls with the Orlando PD negotiating team who were trying to ascertain who he was, where he was, why he was doing this, all the while the rescue operations were continuing.
Speaking on U.S. television Sunday, Lynch said the transcripts do not include Mateen's announcement of allegiance to the Islamic State, but she hopes the release of a complete profile will help prevent future mass shootings. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.